Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Closing arguments are underway in the Hunter Biden gun trial case. Now, I've told you how I think this plays out. And maybe I'm wrong here. I've been wrong before. I could be wrong again. But I have a pretty good track record, with the exception of obviously my prediction that Doug Burgum was going to become the Republican nominee. However, just remember, if Trump picks him as his VP and he winds up becoming president somehow, even for a couple minutes, then I've won. And I have a flawless track record. But okay, maybe I thought Burgum and his bros, all 12 of them, were going to push the guy over the top. Everybody's allowed one mistake. But other than that, I have a pretty good track record of predicting things in politics, and I predict Joe Biden will pardon Hunter Biden. And this will be the means to get him out of the race. That's my prediction. We'll see if I'm right. I don't know. He can't pardon his son and remain a candidate. No way. And he can't risk the financial crimes case. Well, I should say this. The establishment can't risk the financial crimes case going to court, going on trial in September, that close to the general election. And then an October surprise comes out that they just can't. They can't withstand. And we don't know what's on that laptop. And the reason why we don't know what's on that laptop is because we have never seen it. But they have. And they knew it was on that laptop back in 2020 of October. That's why they told everybody it was Russian disinformation. Because they were so terrified of what's on there that they had to tell us it was Russian disinformation. And it was not because Weed Slut 420 had pictures of her doing drugs with Hunter Biden. I mean, I'm sure that those pictures are incredibly salacious, but I told you how you do that. That's easy. You spin that. That's my son was an addict, like millions of Americans, and blah, 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 blah. And then you turn it into a story of redemption. I mean, you probably know somebody who's been affected by drug abuse or alcohol abuse. You probably know somebody who's in recovery or somebody who probably should be in recovery. You probably know a family who's gone through the throes of addiction. You can relate to that. I don't think people judge people anymore for that. If anything, we look at these things now as either a disease that can be not cured, but treated with psychotherapy or medication, prayer, abstinence, I mean, moderation. Everybody has their own different ideas of how these things work. But do we really look at these things anymore as moral character failings? Not necessarily. Some people do. But if you've overcome it, well, then what's there to worry about? And where we were in 2020 was Hunter Biden had theoretically anyway overcome his addiction. So whether or not you think it's a moral failing, whether or not you think it's a disease, whether you all those things are irrelevant at that point, he overcame it. So if the laptop comes out and there's Hunter Biden with Weed Slut 420, that's, and I want to remind you, that was my original Instagram handle many years ago, and she stole that from me, and I'm a little bit bitter, not gonna lie, a little bit, just a little bit bitter about that. But if Weed Slut 420 had posted pictures of her with Hunter Biden or any of the various prostitutes or various scenes of Hunter Biden and all of that, Biden, if that was all it was, they would have spun it as the Trump campaign being mean, as the media being mean, and they would have said to millions of Americans, hey, listen, we get it. We can relate to you and we understand. And we're going to do more for addiction. We're going to do more to help treat families and give them the resources they need and make sure that your insurance covers it and blah, 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 whatever it is. But that's not all that was on the laptop. Because I've been in politics for my entire career, besides radio, obviously. I mean, I started in politics. I didn't start in radio, as you can tell from my lack of talent. But I started in politics, and so I've been on a bunch of campaigns in my life, going all the way back to, I think my first campaign was in New Jersey, back when I was in junior high school for a state assembly seat. And these are the kind of things that political campaigns love. These are redemption stories. Turns your life around. My son turned his life around. I've lost, and think about it from Biden's perspective too, at that moment in time, in 2020. He had already lost children. He had lost Beau. His family had died in a horrific car crash decades earlier. And his son had redeemed himself and turned his life around? No, you don't downplay that as Russian disinformation, if that's all it is. You make that a commercial. You turn that into a commercial of how your son turned his life around. And how you will not allow people who are in the throes of addiction to be judged by morally superior people and in a system that keeps people addicted and doesn't want to treat the root cause of the problem, and my presidency will be devoted to that, blah, 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 blah. I mean, let's face it, it worked for the Trump campaign. They wound up making drug abuse, particularly opioid addiction, a center point of their administration early on. He tapped former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to lead the opioid task force. And a lot of the regulations and rules they came out with made it much harder for people who are really in pain to be able to get the drugs that they need. And some could argue that that's given rise to a black market of fentanyl, but that's for another show. The point is, it's not something political campaigns run away from. But the Biden campaign did. And not only did they run away from it, they used 51 former national security deep state hacks to tell you it was Russian disinformation. And then they colluded, the unholy triad of government, corporate media, and big tech colluded to all tell you it was Russian disinformation. And you couldn't talk about it, you couldn't share it, you couldn't post about it, nothing. Now, does that pass the smell test in your mind? Does that sound to you like that's how a campaign would approach it? If it was just Weed Slut 420 and Hunter Biden's orgy pictures, which, again, were disgusting, and I don't want to take anything away from the man. They're really gross. But is anybody going to change their vote because of it? No, it might pick up support and gender sympathy. So there had to be something else to the laptop, which is why 51 former national security deep state hacks from the CIA and the NSA and all the other three-letter, four-letter alphabet soup agencies all jumped into high gear. And it's why they were warning Twitter at the time, something's coming. Yo Ralph, the head of security at Twitter at the time, was told by the FBI, you know, some foreign interference thing is going to happen. We don't know when, but it's coming. And they didn't know when, because Miranda Devine, who wrote the article for the New York Post, she was speaking to Rudy Giuliani about Hunter Biden's laptop, which was at John Paul Mac Isaac's store in Wilmington. But the FBI was listening to their phone calls because they were surveilling Giuliani on an unrelated case, which they never prosecuted him for. So they knew it was coming, and they shifted into high gear to protect Biden to ensure that Trump would not beat him, among various other things they did. Because of drug addiction? We now know, of course, that on that laptop is also all of Hunter Biden's business dealings, because he didn't keep it separate. So all the stuff about Ukraine, China, Russia, and I don't want to forget Romania, because they may be the lesser of the corrupt countries, but they're still a corrupt country that was doing business with the Bidens. That's all there. Now, had the original gun diversion agreement gone through 1 year ago, last summer, everybody back then was calling it a sweetheart deal. What did I tell you back then, which I still tell you today? Don't call it a sweetheart deal. It's not a sweetheart deal. It was a deal to protect the president of the United States of America, or I should say the president of the United States of America from all his financial crimes coming out. Because if it comes out, he's toast. So they rolled all the financial crimes in with the gun diversion agreement, and the judge did not have the ability to reject that plea agreement. If they had done it the opposite way, if they had rolled the gun agreement into the financial crimes plea agreement, then the judge could have rejected it. She could have said, I'm sorry, but this is no good here, and I'm not accepting this plea deal. But under federal law, when you do it through the context of the gun diversion agreement, then the judge has no authority to reject it. So the judge in that case did a Jedi mind trick. She asked the prosecution a series of questions in which they answered, yeah, Hunter could face charges down the road for other things. And then at that point, the whole thing blew up and collapsed. So the feds recharged him. And they charged him separately now. The gun charge now in Wilmington, that's the I lied on a federal gun form, even though I was doing drugs at the time, I lied about it. And then they indicted him on the financial crimes in California, and all that is yet to come out. But that trial has been moved to September, weeks after the Democrat National Convention, which is at the end of August, when they will theoretically nominate Joe Biden as a Democrat nominee. So I'm just saying, I'd be very, very worried if I were Joe Biden right now, or if I were James Biden or any of the other Biden family members, because all of that's going to come out. And the only way it doesn't come out is if there's a pardon. Otherwise, it's they're going. Hunter's not going to plead guilty and just have it go away. Guys like him, they don't want to go to prison. He's not some mafioso who's going to take one for the team. Hey, you popped your cherry. That's not how Hunter Biden's going to be. It's not going to be that scene in Goodfellas when he gets out of prison after keeping his mouth shut. And then he's slicing the garlic real thin, enjoying the merits. It's not going to be that. Guys like Hunter don't go to prison. So he'll sing like a canary if he has to. And that's the fear. And that's the problem. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But one thing I do know, though, is that even if they find Hunter not guilty in this, it doesn't mean Joe Biden still can't pardon him ahead of the next trial. People sometimes forget the fact that you don't need to be guilty to get a pardon. You don't have to be even charged to get a pardon. And Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon had not been charged with anything, let alone found guilty of anything. But he did it. He did it so that America could move on from its long national nightmare. The power of the presidential pardon for federal crimes is undisputed. There's no check and balance to it. Congress can't override it. It's done. It's like it never happened. Presidential pardon makes it as if it never, ever happened. So even if Hunter is found not guilty in the gun trial, and I'd be shocked if he wasn't, but then again, it's Delaware, so it's such an open and shut case. But you never know. It's a Delaware jury. Still doesn't mean he can't pardon his son to save him from going through another trial. You know, there's been so many stories in the media lately about how Hunter, the pressure on him, Oh, it's just been so much pressure. And this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Dr. Joe Biden, you always have to say that by law, is walking into the courthouse right now as they are getting ready for the closing arguments. So if he's found not guilty, don't think it means that the pardon's off the table. When he's found guilty, then it just really ups the ante here. And he's facing 10 years in prison on each of the three counts. Well, two counts and then 5 years in prison on one count. So 25 years in prison. It's no joke, folks. No joke. And for a lot of people, they'll understand a president who has to pardon his son, put family above politics, and deal with that to save his son from the throes of addiction and the grandkids. Well, not all the grandkids, because we still don't talk about the one. We still don't talk about the one kid, that little girl, Hunter's spawn, with the stripper. We don't ever bring her up. And, you know, I feel bad for London Roberts, and I hope she comes on the show one day, and I'm sure Matt DeSantis won't reach out to her and invite her on. Right?
She will be on. I gave you the Matt DeSantis guarantee, which
we're
is
all
basically meaningless, but I feel confident.
Have you even opened up conversations yet?
She's been emailed, yes.
With London Roberts' team.
We're not deep in conversations, but she has been contacted.
How about Weed Slut 420? Is she coming on the show?
I don't even know how to begin to get in contact with Weed Slut 420, but it would be an honor to have her on as a guest.
I bet you someone in the Zeoli Army can get in touch with Weed Slut 420 for us and get her on the show.
If you can, please let me know, because we would love to have her.
Please. We'll bump any guests for her, even Trump himself. London Roberts said that her iCloud was hacked and the content was deleted when she learned that she was having Hunter Biden's child. These are some very explosive claims she made with Megyn Kelly on her podcast. Now, nothing surprises me anymore in this world. Nothing. And I would be shocked if she's not telling the truth here, because what incentive does she have to lie? I mean, they have completely ignored her daughter. They have ignored her, and they won't let her use the Biden name, the little girl, the little granddaughter. They won't acknowledge she exists. So, I mean, what incentive is there for London Roberts to lie about this? But here's what she said, cut two.
Tell us what happened with your cell phones the night you found out you were pregnant.
I had two cell phones, which is also, I still do to this day, but I had two cell phones at the time because my Arkansas phone had a cellular data that didn't pick up at the place that I was living in D.C. So I got a different I got Sprint and AT&T to even out the data and everyone could reach me. But that night, they both at the same time crashed in front of me and my friends.
And what did the screens look like when they were crashing?
You know how they'll go like black with those like lines or and stuff across them, the like green and purplish looking lines.
It looks like a total meltdown. Like
correct.
A total meltdown. So, the next day you go and get a new phone, right? And you are able to like link it up with your cloud. And what do you discover?
Yes. A lot of stuff is gone from my iCloud. Had it not been backed up or whatever, but just about everything with Hunter was gone.
So what do you think happened there?
That is still up in the air. That's something that I can't explain. I don't know exactly what happened.
Do you think, given that, you know, he was at that point the son of the former vice president, there were government forces trying to protect him potentially here?
You know, you always wonder that because especially like hearing all these conspiracies about things and how they happen, and especially with politics. So you always wonder that. And that's always been in the back of my mind was, you know, somebody trying to protect him and how far would they go to do that?
Well, it could also just be a coincidence. Of course, obviously, right? I mean, it could just be one of those things that just happens and you go, wow, that's weird. Am I right? Huh? I mean, is that weird or what? And then that's the end of it. You just go, quinky-dink, what are you going to do? Or it could be the fact that anything that would have hurt Hunter Biden was gone because it had to be gone, because they could not allow it to exist. Who knows? The shadow knows. That's who. Hey, listen, Jack Carr, our buddy, is coming up, Politics and Pints. We're very, very excited for that. It's going to be on June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. And the VIP already sold out very, very quickly. And we are about 60% sold out for the show on June 25th. So don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Go to 1210WPHG.com right now and get your tickets to see Jack Carr. Me and Jack on stage together. We'll be talking politics, talking about his book, talking about the success of the James Reese series, the new Amazon Prime show that's coming out, the prequel to Terminalist. And we'll have a great night. Politics and Pints, 1210WPHG.com. The Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA, 1210WPHG.com. Trust me, it's going to sell out. And then what's going to happen is people are going to be trying to find a way to get a ticket, and you're not going to be able to because it's just how it is. You know, the place holds what it holds, and then after that, it's, you know, can't do anything. So don't wait. Do it today, 1210WPHG.com. And Politics and Pints. I want to see you there. Now, we got a lot to talk about today on the show. We are watching the closing arguments. We're not watching them, but we are waiting for them to unfold. And the craziness outside the White House over the weekend from pro-Palestinian protesters looked an awful lot like an insurrection, but nobody seems to be calling it that, which is strange, right? It's a Monday, and I'm glad you're here.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the Free Odyssey app.
Start with Big Al. He's in Mullica Hill. He wants to talk about the idea of President Biden pardoning Hunter. Yes, Big Al, how you doing?
Well, good, Rich. First of all, it was great meeting your family about a week or so ago.
Joe's Peking Duck in Marlton, New Jersey, and you came by and said hello, and it was great to see you there. So thanks for swinging by.
Yeah, and your son has a great handshake, so don't worry about anything like that.
I keep working on it with him. So just so everybody knows, Al used to play against the Globetrotters back in the day. He was on, what was it, the Generals, right? The Washington Generals?
Yes, so we had a record of no wins and 245 losses in 1 year.
It's not bad. That was my dating average in college.
But anyhow, with Hunter Biden, first of all, he's not going to be found guilty, so there's no need for a pardon. And if they do find him guilty on anything, it's just going to be probation, so there's not going to be a need for really Joe to pardon him, because they're going to come up with some lesser charge to show that the justice system is not one-sided.
Okay, but what do you do about the tax crimes, though?
Well, I guess if he pardons him for this, does that pardon him for everything in the future?
Depends on how the pardon's written, but yeah, you pardon him for you can pardon anybody for anything.
Well, only thing I know is he's probably going to walk anyway, because
But this is the key. This is the key point. This is what I was trying to say before. Even if he's found not guilty in the gun case, it doesn't mean that he's not going to get a pardon, because Joe Biden has to avoid the financial crimes case from happening. So even if he's found not guilty, Biden can still come out and say, look, this has been hell for my son. I'm glad he's been found not guilty, but I can't afford him to go through another trial, so I'm pardoning him. You don't have to be found guilty to get a pardon.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. But they always have something up their sleeves, Rich. So, I don't know. We got to look up their sleeves and see what they come up with next.
No question about it. Thank you, Al. Good seeing you, buddy, and meeting your wife. Not meeting your wife, but seeing your wife again as well. So appreciate it, pal.
All right. God bless you, brother.
You too, pal. And thanks if you came by our lemonade stand yesterday. We were at Laurel Acres. And I got to say thank you to the Mount Laurel PD. Man, they were great. We were there selling lemonade for Sunday's Kids, East Coast Sunday's Kids, Sunday's Kids East Coast, to raise money for four kids with pediatric cancer. And the Mount Laurel police stopped by. They brought the police dog, the canine dog, Jersey. And it was great to see them. And my kids had a blast meeting them. And I got to tell you, my daughter Reagan, man, that girl is going to be a saleswoman when she grows up. Person. She was shaking everybody down. So listen to what she was doing, DeSantis. She would get a cup of lemonade, and she would just, remember, she's 4 years old now, a little peanut. She would fill up a cup of lemonade and run out to people and hand them the lemonade. And they'd go, oh, thank you. And she'd go, money, please. It was the ultimate shakedown. She didn't even, I mean, she guilted everybody into doing it. Some people would turn around and look at us and they'd see all these signs about kids with cancer and they'd be like, all right, you know, everybody was incredibly generous. But then she shook down the cops, like, multiple times. She would hand them lemonade and then the cops would give her a couple bucks and then she'd put the money in the money jar and she'd walk back over and go, money, please. And the one cop goes, I already paid you. I said, Reagan, you can't be shaking down the cops. You're giving us a bad rap. I mean, come on.
That's
but
awesome.
She was the ultimate saleswoman. It was amazing.
Yeah, you can't turn down. If a kid gives you a free cup of lemonade, you got to make a little donation.
Yeah, and that's
genius.
That's what it was like. Lemonade, please. Money now. Give me your money. Come on, cough it up. I got to wet my beak. Halfway through, I look over. She's sitting there smoking a cigarette. She's like, I'm on my break here. She's the one who's got to wet her beak, no doubt about it.
You should have her skip, like, kindergarten and preschool and just have her come work for sales at Odyssey. We'd make out like bandits.
Seriously. I mean, she would get it done for us, no doubt about it. Because she'd go in there and she'd hand them a whole radio advertising campaign. And then she'd be like, yeah, give me the money. Like, wait, what? We didn't even negotiate this. I don't care. Pay me. Just don't think it's fair to extort the college. You mentioned extortion one more time, I'll break your legs. So that was a fun day yesterday. We raised quite a bit of money, so thanks for stopping by if you did. And it's a good cause too, really is. These kids, it breaks your heart, really does. But the families are very strong and they appreciate the support and the generosity of the community. And I appreciate that my 4-year-old is a shark. It's a shark.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you end up making the lemonade yourself, or was it pre-made?
No, we wound up going mix.
Okay.
And I did not do the Crystal Light. We couldn't find it. Went to Restaurant Depot, didn't have it, and so we just did high test out of a can.
Sounds good to me.
And we didn't set a price. At one point, they put up a sign that said lemonade $1, and I ripped that down. So Dr. Mike Venaria's daughter, Nicole Montgomery, who was on the show on Friday, she runs the organization. And her little girls made a sign that said lemonade $1. I ripped that right down. I said, not in this economy.
Exactly right. It's inflation.
Yeah, not in Joe Biden's America, lemonade's not $1. No way.
Exactly right.
So, you know, that came right down. And then people would be like, well, what do you want? I don't, or the best was some people go, I don't have any cash. Well, we have this Venmo code you can scan with your phone. So don't let that dissuade you. And if you don't pay, my 4-year-old's going to follow you around the entire park.
And whack him across the kneecaps.
Yeah, exactly. I taught this girl right. Taught her right. Now, the thing about the pardon with Hunter Biden, and again, it's always fun to debate hypotheticals, and I don't know the answer to this exactly what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. Nobody can see the future. But what I do know, though, is that the pardon power of the president of the United States is absolute and does not need to accompany a guilty conviction of any way, shape, or form. And that's just the way it is. I mean, the president's power to pardon is indefinite. And maybe he shouldn't have it, but then you'd have to amend the Constitution of the United States of America. The only thing the president cannot pardon on is matters of impeachment, because he can't pardon himself from Congress. See, that's the one caveat that the president cannot do. He can't pardon himself when it comes to impeachment. But the question before historians has always been, could a president pardon himself? And the answer to that is, yeah, there's no prohibition in the Constitution for the president of the United States pardoning himself. And there's no prohibition on the president pardoning members of his family. There's no prohibition on the president of the United States pardoning somebody who hasn't even done anything. And there's always been disputes and debates about whether or not somebody can reject a pardon, whether somebody has to acknowledge guilt before they receive a pardon. All those things are subject to debates. They haven't really been fully tested, and it doesn't really matter, because if Joe Biden pardons Hunter Biden, it's not like anyone is – you don't even really know the method by which you can test anybody on this. Oh, we have a guest coming up. Let me take a quick break. I'll come right back, though. We got a lot to chat about. We're going to find out about the chaos outside the White House just the other day. 855-839-1210. Coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. Thomas McKenna is a student at Hillsdale College, which is very, very cool. One of my absolute favorites. He's also a contributor to National Review, and he was there for the protests. He watched it happen. Thomas, thank you for joining me here on Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Absolutely. So your latest piece in National Review, protesters surround White House, call for Intifada revolution. So first of all, what brought you to witness it?
Well, we'd seen news reports that this was going to happen over the weekend. We saw that the White House put up extra fencing and fortified its security in anticipation of the protests. And what happened on Saturday afternoon is that thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters surrounded the White House. They made a 2-mile-long red line using a red banner around the White House in order to say that President Biden had allowed Israeli forces to cross that red line by entering Rafah. And so because of that, they called for an end to U.S. military aid to Israel and for a ceasefire in the war.
All right. Well, all those are political policy statements. I mean, people can certainly express their opinions, but it wasn't just that, right?
Well, there was certainly some rhetoric that a lot of people would deem to be fiery, and you know, many Jewish groups have called it anti-Semitic. For example, protesters were chanting "globalized intifada." Mm-hmm. An intifada is a call for the global killing of Jews. They also chanted, "There is only one solution: intifada revolution." And more than that, they also chanted, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which would require an end to the Jewish state, which is between the river and the sea. So that's some of what was happening at the protest.
And the protesters, as I read your piece, they encircled the White House dressed in red and created a 2-mile-long line representing the red line that they say Biden allowed Israeli forces to cross by entering Rafah last month. And then I see some of the pictures from your article, too, that there were, looks like, smoke bombs or something that they were using, possibly?
Yeah, protesters were setting off smoke bombs right there on Pennsylvania Avenue, right next to the White House. So just steps from the White House, there were all kinds of signs, and they were waving Palestinian flags, and there was even a huge poster showing Biden's face and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's face. Right there near the White House.
And how was this treated? I mean, this from the pictures, it looks a lot like an insurrection. Was it treated accordingly?
Well, there were no arrests made, but right there across from the White House in Lafayette Square, there was lots of vandalism of the statues that are right there, including the statue of Lafayette. They wrote things like "Free Palestine" on the statue, and we saw a video on Saturday of some kind of park ranger who was trying to protect the statue, and people were throwing things at him. Despite all of this, there were no arrests made.
So there was political speech, which obviously is protected under the First Amendment. You can like it or disagree with it, but there went beyond political speech into action, violence, and public vandalism, destruction of property. And you're saying to me there were no arrests?
That's right. Despite all of the vandalism that happened there, despite calls by some groups there for Hezbollah, kill another Zionist now. The most that law enforcement did there was they tried to use pepper spray on one protester and tried to arrest him, but the crowd nearby intervened, according to news reports and from what people saw there, and because of that, they weren't able to arrest him. So no arrests were made.
Well, you can't arrest somebody for saying river to the sea. You can't arrest people for saying those things. I mean, they're abhorrent. I don't agree with them, but it's still protected speech. But there were clearly people who were crossing the line from speech, and they were committing violent acts or acts of destruction of property. So why would those people not be arrested?
You know, that's anyone's guess why those people wouldn't be arrested. You're right that while there were people who were exercising their First Amendment rights and voicing their opinion, there was absolutely vandalism that went on. There was pushing of police officers that I saw. And in many cases, around the country, depending on just where it happened and exactly what happens, that's the kind of thing that would get you arrested. But for reasons passing understanding, people who vandalized government property and monuments, those people were not arrested.
And you see now, what I saw on January 6th were a lot of people doing actions that you just described, only they got arrested. They, in many cases, were sent to solitary confinement. And in many cases, they're spending years in prison now. And yet, the people that did all this over the weekend outside the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, they weren't even arrested. So it seems to me like there possibly might be, I don't know, a double standard of justice here.
Well, I can only speak to what I saw on Saturday. What I will say is that, it's pretty clear that that in other cases, protesters who would have gone to the extent of violence or vandalism would be arrested. And it is hard to understand why people who would, spray paint a monument with law enforcement there watching would not be arrested.
Now, your colleague over at National Review, Charles C.W. Cook, he cited from your piece, and he noted that thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters surrounded the White House on Saturday afternoon, calling for President Joe Biden to end U.S. military aid to Israel. And per NBC, some of the protesters committed crimes. Multiple statues in Lafayette Square across from the White House were vandalized during the protest with spray paint graffiti and painted red handprints. Protesters attached signs reading slogans such as "Hands off Rafah," "Stop the genocide," and they put those on statues. Some graffitied slogans such as "Free Gaza," "Kill pigs," and "F pigs" on the statues. And only one person they attempted to arrest, but that was it, as you pointed out. So Charles C.W. Cook wrote a companion piece to yours, and he said the Lafayette Square crimes highlight a big problem for the Democrats. And I know, Thomas McKenna, since you were there and you took the pictures, and the pictures are now all over nationalreview.com, I'm sure you probably would agree with this. I mean, it seems to me, from my perspective, the Democrats have a crazy problem. They have a big-time crazy problem, and they want to try to keep making everything about Donald Trump an insurrection. But this is what you see happening. I didn't see any of this happen in New York City after Donald Trump was found guilty in the so-called hush money trial. I didn't see these kind of protests. I didn't see smoke bombs. I didn't see people graffitiing things, destroying statues. This is the kind of crazy you see on the left, period.
Well, Mr. Cook makes a good point in his article that there seems, that he would say that there seems to be a double standard on questions of law and order. And I would make a similar point of analysis on why this is a big problem for Democrats electorally. You know, we saw in February in Michigan, Detroit suburbs, they voted uncommitted in the Democrat Michigan primary. We saw 100,000 voters go to the extent of going to the polling place just to vote against the President Joe Biden, not for any other candidate, but mm-hmm. just for President Joe Biden. And what we saw on Saturday was all of these thousands of protesters coming out, not just for some pro-Palestinian or anti-Israeli protest. What the protest was also was an anti-Biden protest. They were handing out stickers that said Genocide Joe. And so when it comes to just a basic point of objective political analysis, when you see 100,000 voters in Michigan who can vote in the Democrat primary, go out and vote against the president, in a swing state that President Trump won back in 2016 by only 11,000 votes. I mean, that's a margin of victory there that could stay home, just simply stay home on election day and possibly swing a 15-point state away from President Joe Biden after he won it in 2020.
That's an excellent, excellent point. And I agree with you, by the way. I think that Michigan and also I think Minnesota is a big problem for Biden. I mean, they've always counted Minnesota as a blue state, Thomas, but seems to me like Minnesota could be slipping for the very same reason.
Well, there's certainly a far left opposition to the president's current policy on Israel. And the longer that the war continues, the more and more likely it is that those voters who tend to be more progressive on issues but don't support the president's policy on Israel, that those voters become a hindrance on him come election day.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. And I think, as I've said before, I think the Democrat Party has a crazy people problem, and they haven't locked down crazy yet, and it's June. I mean, at this point now, you should be pivoting to a general election. But whether it's Israel, whether it's the environment, whether it's the border, they're still trying to win over their crazy base. And that crazy base for them, the way I think about it is they'd rather make a point than see Biden win again. They'd rather show the strength of their coalition or their point to the Democrat Party of you got to be even more left, which is hard for guys like us to conceive, and lose. And this is why I think Joe Biden's problems are compounded by that fact, in addition to his low approval rating and questions about his mental acuity and his physical fitness, his age and everything else. And then you got the other problem, too, in Michigan. You combine what we just talked about with the auto workers in Michigan who don't like his policies on cars and automobiles. And you can very easily see how he loses that crucial swing state. And then, I mean, to be here in June and to have to deal with this and to still try to play both sides with this group of people, this group of voters, that is not where you want to be in a general election.
Well, as you just pointed out, you know, a crucial swing state like Michigan, that's 15 electoral college votes. Mm-hmm. And for President Biden to win that state, he's got to perform well in those urban areas. And that's including among Arab American communities that, you know, had 100,000 voters go out in February to the Democrat primary just to vote against President Biden. And, you know, I'll go back to my reporting that I did on Pennsylvania Avenue right there in front of the White House. Every single person I talked to either said that they were not voting for President Biden or they declined to answer. And as I mentioned earlier, when you have such a large portion of your progressive base who are so opposed to your policy on Israel that they may not vote for you in November, you know, that's a problem for anyone. And that's a problem that President Biden could see manifest come Election Day if the war continues.
That's such a great point, and I'm glad you talked to them about that. I want to throw a poll at you, Thomas. And Thomas is with me. He's a student at Hillsdale College, which, by the way, before I let you go, I do want to ask you about that. I want to ask you about your experience there, because I'm a huge fan of Hillsdale College, Thomas McKenna. But latest Emerson National poll has Trump plus one in a head-to-head race with Biden in Michigan. But when you add Jill Stein, Alan West, Cornel West, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's lead goes to plus six. So it really does back up what you're finding here. If it's a one-on-one competition, the crazies may come home to Biden. But if they have an alternative here, if they have a way to show their disdain and their unhappiness with a third-party candidate, he can't win.
Well, what we saw on Saturday was the clearest manifestation of protesters who would tend to vote for a Democrat candidate in the past, but are so unhappy with the president's policy on Israel that they may stay home. Some of them told me they're considering third-party candidates. So electorally, you know, from a basic standpoint of political analysis, President Biden does have an electoral problem on his hands with a large portion of his progressive base.
So how do you like Hillsdale College?
Oh, it's fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better place to spend 4 years. I'm a rising junior, whether it be in the journalism program with John Miller, who is a national correspondent at National Review, or whether it be in, an English literature class where you're trying to better understand the human person and the liberal arts as a whole. You know, Hillsdale, I think, is just a great place to be for a young person seeking truth, wisdom, goodness, and beauty. And, I'm delighted to get to look forward to another 2 years back up there in August.
Well, my best of luck to you, and I'm sure we'll have you back on the show. It's great that you're writing for National Review, and I wish you all the best. Come back and see us again. Excellent job reporting, Thomas McKenna. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Makes you feel good about the future, does it not? Certainly does. Certainly does. Real quick, because the jury has begun deliberations in the Hunter Biden gun trial right now, I just wanted to share this real quick with you here, if I can find it here. Let's see here now. That's okay. I'll come back to that. I gotta take a quick break. But before I do, let me tell you about the fact that Father's Day is, well, it's a week from, well, it's Sunday. No, it's Sunday. It's this coming Sunday. Have you got Dad something yet? Have you done it? All right, you need to act right now. So here's what I did over the weekend. I got a beautiful cooler of Omaha steaks, and in there were beef tenderloin burgers. I'm telling you, best burger I ever had in my life. Threw them on the grill, and we're trying to do like a little low carb right now, so we did a little lettuce wrap action, but I threw some goat cheese on there and some Cooper Sharp cheddar. Unbelievable. Delicious. These burgers are so big and juicy. Dads love steak. We love great food, and Omaha Steaks makes it so easy for you to get Dad the ultimate Father's Day gift. But you got to use my name, Zioli, at checkout to get gifts for Dad starting at just $89. That's right. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks make it so easy to make Dad's day a smashing success for you by just putting in my name, Zioli, at checkout, Zeoli, at omahasteaks.com. So do it today. As a guy, I can tell you, you fire up the grill, you throw some steaks on, the family's around, everybody's having a great time. It makes you happy. And Omaha Steaks has so many great things to choose from. Pork chops, chicken, seafood, and yes, the best burgers you can find. Those beef tenderloin burgers are unbelievable. So order today. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Zioli at checkout. Gifts for Dad starting at just $89. And happy Father's Day.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.